This is the NetGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Earlier today, Parliament's Standing Committee on Finance met with National Treasury and the South African Revenue Services with the recent tax proposals on the agenda. Comments on the proposed two-pot retirement system were presented to the Standing Committee on Finance. So what were some of the changes presented from the previous tax proposal? The first and most significant was the decision to postpone the implementation of the two-pot system from 1 March 2024 until 1 March 2025. This will provide huge relief for the retirement fund industry, who had previously raised concerns around the amount of development required to implement the changes to align to the new system. This includes substantial system developments, rule amendments, and retirement fund member education that will be required prior to the go-live date. On the flip side of the coin, there are those that opposed any postponement on the grounds that there are members that need to access their retirement funds for financial relief. They argue that industry has had enough time to implement changes. However, the industry would not have been able to implement new systems or mend rules without final legislation approving these changes. And up till today, we still do not have that final legislation. The second significant change is with regards to seed capital. In the previous draft proposal, the concept of seed capital was introduced to allow members immediate access to their retirement funds once the two-pot system was implemented. It was indicated that seed capital will be calculated as 10% of the vested portion, capped at 25,000 Rand. That amount has now increased to 30,000 Rand. The next significant change was regards to retirement fund members over the age of 55 at the time of implementation. They will be automatically excluded from the two-pot system unless they choose to opt in. This will mean that their contributions will not be split into the savings and retirement pots unless they choose to opt into the new system. And lastly, it was also confirmed today that divorce benefits paid to non-member spouses will apply proportionately against all pots.
This podcast is for marketing information only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.